A key to success in scouting is the participation of our chartered organizations. The United Methodist Men, Lions Clubs, Rotarians, Optimists, Knights of Columbus, and the LDS churches, just to name a few. And what organization do you think has the largest number of youth members in their troops, packs, and crews? PTAs, home and school associations, but the Methodist Church. With over 450,000 youth members, it is even more than the LDS, where scouting is the official youth program and participation is mandatory. This is a tremendous service to the youth of our nation. For many boys, participating in a troop may be the first time they ever set foot in a church. And they may even set foot in it outside of a scout meeting based on the experiences and the welcome that they received. So it is time not only to recognize scouts, but to recognize yourselves for the contributions that you are making to the future of our community and our nation. As a district executive and professional scout, I would like to thank those scouts and scouters here at First Church this morning for the part they play. And though most are not yet aware of the impact that scouting may have on their lives, but I know what scouting did for mine. And I know what an important role this will play on yours. A scout is reverent. These are important words expressing an important concept that may never have known before joining scouting. It is the clearly stated goal of scouting that every scout should develop a personal relationship with God. And we play an important role in making that happen. Scouts may not realize for a while who has been walking with them, guiding them in their growth in knowledge, wisdom, and faith. But one day, just like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, their eyes will open wide, and they will see Christ in those of us who lead them, and realize the true meaning. And realize the true meaning of the phrase "a scout is reverent." Let us pray. Lord, we are thankful for the life of General Robert Baden-Powell and his work in the starting of the scouting movement. We are grateful that scouting has given millions of youth a vision of what life is, at its best, can mean. Grant blessings to all scouts around the world and help them be true to the scout oath and law. Keep them always mindful of a scout's duty to God. Increase the number of adults who offer their lives as scout leaders. Let no one who wishes to be a member of scouting miss the opportunity to join. Watch over all scout leaders and inspire them to always lead by walking in your footsteps. Grant that scouting may help rise up in our world generations of citizens who will live by the standards of honor and duty. May they be able to save humanity from hate and greed and lay the foundations of a world in which all people are held to be brothers or sisters. In the name of the great master of all scouts, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Let's stand, turn to 454 in your hymnals. Let's sing the first and the last stanzas of "Open My Eyes That I May See." And those that are joining this morning, would you please come forward during the last stanza?